Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uziyanda loyo esho kahle esho kamnandi ethi izwi lakho yebo izwi elinamandla izwi elika Jehova uyakhuleka khuluma lezwi uya praise uya worship khuluma lezwi ngoba linamandla usasharela ke ku the last hour sekashayile u4 isikhathi sithi 7 after 4 sijula ngezwi uhleli nobahle wakanhlapo kanti okuhle manje angihambi ngingedwa ingakho ke ngithe uma ukwazi ukuthi ke ulalele uphinde futhi u live stream iya ku Radio Pulpit YouTube channel si live kwa manje ku Radio Pulpit YouTube channel yangena lapho bese ke uya subscribe uma kuqala nqa ungena ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela umfundisi ngiyabona akafaka nginto zakhona kusho ukuthi ayangizwa asizo ukuthi uzwakala kuphi mfundisi I think this one I think this one is more powerful yes ngikuzwa kahle ku this one
Jesus
amen apostle how are you
I'm very blessed woman of God how are you
I'm good
amen
Agukes complaina ngakho yabona uma sihamba noNkulunkulu re tsamaya ka mosa o le hedi ntodi batla ho nna ntse dire wa tseba di atumela di ka se loki
re sa tsamaya ka borona
yes
re borona bo limited
amen siya kwamukela la ekhaya siya jabula and siya bonga nje ukuthi usiphe your time bengisakhuluma and with our previous guests ngithi you know time is precious so umuntu uma ekupha isikhatsi sakhe kusho ukuthi ubalekile kakhulu and uthe mongena la uthi hey right samaya tsela e but it is for a good cause o tla ga go khole kwa
it's worth it
wa re ke atla mo radio pulpits and how atla fela
amen
o tlile ka tabatsedi monate and nathi sizofunda kuloko siphathele kona
amen
o ka ba dumedisa go hai
amen ra dumedisa ba mamedi go hai thank you so much for having me re tswa gakala kwa go rodipoti
Yeah,
relate the traffic because it's worth it. The message of the cross is sweet news to us.
Yes.
It's ba re ke botlaela go ba ba swang to those who are perishing.
Mm-hmm.
But when King David, the one of the wisest men of God, ha bane bang invite bari kitle kontlung ya morena kana ka itumela so it's always joy for us to come all the way we really don't mind and we thank God for this place we thank God for the God of Radio Pulpit
Amen.
We thank God for the grace of the house re lebogela le ba mamedi ha ba re file nako ya bona
amen Yeah, ungaphuthelwa ilengxoxo umzalwane ngoba inamandla ingxoxo ukuthi wonke umuntu kumele ngempela uyizwe ungumuntu omusha ongomama ungubaba so sizo unpack sibuke ukuthi what it really means sikhuluma ngendaba yani the cost of the anointing mhlawumbe umunye mse sifaka leli gama anointing ditsebe sentse di emiso you know yeah so sizoyi unpacka lingasuki ke iphondo lakho lapho ku AM 657 mfundise maybe before sizongena odabeni ke first time ke ba lwena and then I'm happy ukuthi sizohlala inyanga yonke si together bona nalwena khodi eriso
Rintuiwane.
Yes, yeah. Rintuiwane. So ke arthome ka go motseba Apostle Pinky. Ke mang Apostle Pinky?
Okay, Pinky Musome is a child of God, born again.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with the spirit of God, washed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Ke rata modimo ka tsela makatsang. Yeah, I've been motseleng ena ya modimo since I remember my son was only 1 year old when the Lord called me, and when I felt, hore, I don't have a choice this time.
Yeah.
Because of the costs.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm.
But like in a go. So yeah, I'm a social worker by profession. I was ordained as an apostle of God.
Mm.
I'm doing prison ministry. This is my 14th year. And I'm also a mental health specialist for 25 years plus.
Wow.
And God has been good. So I'm doing ministry full time and private practice as well. I'm doing therapy, leading family interventions, mediations, and premarital marriage issues, interventions in Jetsedi Batlang counseling, lit therapy. I'm using integrated approach, which is a holistic approach, your spirit, soul, and body, because that's how God created us. Let us make men. So most of the time, re rapport. So, yahore, haribatla tuso, re libele site ilingwe.
Yes.
Because, yanung rebazalwan, repulusit, replamukereke.
Yeah.
We just go for prayer, re libet, ronali soulu.
Yeah.
Because soulu ki four senses. And mudimo, we todile soulu ewe, and it's a mykopanale matata. That's where trauma is been stored. That's where grief, ekana kotenga isa tusiwi. A psychology, we call it complicated grief in the amygdala.
Yeah.
And then it changed the personality of Moto. Moruti, Okana Honalima Tata Mokereke, because as a later Udila Lingya Nunfa. The personality didn't see the Takataka and the Kanti, Bonahore, COVID, Iri Lingya Ribua, before the session, Bafeka, COVID,
Hore. Yes.
We really have to pray, but Bonahore, it Uheti, Havok, Ekanaka. But Tawang Havis were fully from the after effects, it's a COVID, Gidi trauma now, it's a really bitter and complicated grief and complicated traumas. They express a hang through personality disorders and the destructive behavioral patterns. Ukreba toba basa behavior sentle man basa tshwarane sentle mo gare ga ntlo ya modimo. Ganti these are not spiritual issues. These are psychosocial issues. So even more, I do help people. They come for the session. It's AO. And then that's what I do. And then, Kibuileka Prison Ministry, we're still doing that very strongly from 2011 until now, including juvenile prisons. We are now in Sun City, Medium Sea. Yes. Yeah, that's where we are in the nutshell. We also have a ministry, like Eddie Sunday, the Lord has mandated us to raise laborers, to train and raise laborers, those who are called and they are lost. They don't even know, hore, kana ke biditse go ba eng. I don't know if I'm a pastor, I'm a prophet, I'm a this and that. So we do that alignment through Bible study, then we ordain them and send them off. We are carrying the message of go ye. Yeah, we are not a church. We are a discipleship class kind of, on Sundays. That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
guess such
Ahona.
Yeah.
Ahona buroko.
Ahona buroko.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes. Ngoba, if rona haru it's miracle,
o tloetsa ke mang.
Yes, because re tlo feleletsana re supana hore no ke mereko wa moruti re lebetse gore kana he re bana ba modimo. All of us. Yes, all of us, we are pastors. We have to pass that a gore kopanang le batho koteng. Yes, tswantse re phele re bua le fokole la modimo. Abantu kumele basindiswe ngokuthi sibatshele ngalo Christ ukuthi ungobani.
Wherever you are, that's your pulpit.
Yes.
Let your little light shine there.
Amen.
Wherever you are. Whether ke go wetsa tie ko kae or kulumaka ko strateng.
Yeah.
You are. You are called for that corner. You need to make a difference.
Yes.
Amen.
Okilo bana o feela monate byang tla ke re maybe o tlile ko bathong ba ba sa go itseng ne. And then it maybe le some issue eleng hore maybe e kenya dilo tsa bo maybe spiritual issues and all that, or maybe gona le bo some arguments o kilo bona, and then e bo tlhahela ba re rena ha nor mathata rona no a tlo solvega cause o tlile ya no
motho right or relevant
apostle asu o tla re solvela botata ba rona so ke a feeling emnate because it go a bontsha gore people ba o shebile gore you know o tsamayang o bua yang o etsang so that is why it is very important ukuthi wherever you are checka ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani nokuthi wenzani
somebody is listening
yes.
Maybe that person is just about to commit suicide
yeah
and what you are going to release o tlo se buang
yeah
sitloetsa sitlo mothusa go etsa decision either to do it or not to do it
yes.
And ongopotsa recently but the Lord was talking to us you know as a group are you know I've released the dimension in the prophetic
yeah
gore now I'm anointing my children gore just where you are where you go you prophesy through your presence
yes
go tsalang go teng that the atmosphere will know
yeah
it's not hard work anymore
Mm-mm.
You just have to be aligned and you just have to be aware of this thing we yet we rate we care with so much dignity and consciousness so go tsenang teng o utla fela gote batho ba fodile
yeah
o utla fela gote how goneng ke struggle ka this ke sa itse gore ke etse decision yang
yes
mara since o tsene fa or since ke tsene mo ntlung ya gago
yeah.
It's just as easy as that you
Amen.
Know because you affect even the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
Re tlo bua thata ka yone the issue of atmospheres and territories gore we are born into these things and le tsone they need deliverance
yeah.
As much as we need deliverance le tsone di atmosphere fear se tsere phela motsone di need a deliverance
amen
otherwise you'll be delivered forever o sa itse gore bothata keng o sa khone go khaogana le spirit se amen
so ngokuzalwa o kholetse ko kae
ke kholetse ko hey my story is very interesting Cost of the Anointing by the way it's a book
Oh.
It's a book that I've written. It was it was released in 2020.
Yeah.
And that book is it's testimonial evangelism.
Mm.
That is my life. That is my pain. Ke a ke advise about ke re bala ka di box tse 3 tsa tissue.
Sure.
Not less than that.
Ya no ngonketsa gore ke be curious ke ithole buka.
No, you have to. So because we are going to to unpack what is in the book, I can only talk about what I know,
yes.
You know. So fortunately what is in the book is the gospel.
Go
tlase gona le scriptures in of every page gona le scriptures. So I've written about that question because it's a very interesting question actually. My father akiutlwa I don't know my dad. I've never met him. I've never seen him with my naked eyes. So ha ke utlwa ngkhonaka my grandmother because my mother passed on during COVID at the age of 82.
Sure.
But even kana go eo she could not answer my questions about my dad. That's how deep the pain was.
Sure.
But fortunately ke go diswe ke ngkhono aka and it the closest friend ya gagwe but then bamplela story. So story ke gore my dad was in the process of marrying my mom. During that time I was born ko White City. I was born ko Bara.
Okay.
And then ridula ko White City. But 3 months down the line this is an entrepreneur who started taxi rank ya ko Bree.
Okay.
Are you seeing my bloodline?
Uh-huh.
Are you seeing my grace?
Uh-huh.
Are you seeing this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ke utla ba re o startile that taxi rank but then one day he was found abulailwe mo di taxing mo in a cold blood when I was only 3 months old. So guys wa kong khona ka ge ngkhona ka ko gae she's married into royalty. And then when my mom was married again na Kolimpopo my grandmother refused kana ke setse ko gae ko kong khona ka so ke kholetse ko Rustenburg ko phela and yeah until geta matric and then I came over the side and I went to the University of Limpopo and then yeah it has been Joburg all the way since then Amen.
Ne ke batla ho tla gore Setswana se setswa ko kae? Because ke ya utla gona le touch nyana ya Setswana.
Setswa ka go gae kwa.
Satana twist.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry ka your dad.
Thank you.
You know, especially I know gore batho ba ngata bana hana rona bana ba banyana re close to bomme, but re close u thata le re batla go ba le this relationship le bontate. Yes.
To my dad.
Yeah.
As I was told. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so re tlo bua le ka yona eo, but ha re bua ka re unpack the cost of the anointing. We are going to talk about these costs.
Yeah.
The cost itse re bua ka pain e tlang etsa male anointing gore ba mamedi ba understand gore re experience ba botle this pain from bana, from your mother's womb. You can experience this pain as a child because we are all gifted as people.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter mukanaka. So the traits are from the mother's womb, the bana, and because rena le di question it's a for why bana ba banyane yana ba ya through in. And when you look at my book, the longest chapter, ke chapter 7, ibuka ka youth.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about the costs, what young people are going through gore ba khone go understand. You know, we are going to recope modimo the gift of awareness gore are the aware gore whatever se re se sa are feeling sone se are gifting ka sone se se attracting satani ga kana kana even ko baneng ba banyane ke eng and se handlelwa yang, you know. And then re ya loka yone bomme bana le di cost tsa bone tse ba di utlwang throughout the journey ya go serve modimo bontate, the servants of God as well. We will get into the church, we will unpack this thing.
Yes.
For everybody a itlhaloganye because gona no arka checka ko gae rena le ba mamedi baba just motho o at the verge ya go na discouraged ya go latla thawele gore na gone ke rapele. I think you said it earlier before we were listening to you gore gona le motho o reng man ei na khale ke rapela khale ke faster khale ke leka khale ke tsang. And you spoke very profoundly about the crushing for the higher you are called and the higher the anointing, the higher the gift, the more the crushing.
Yes.
So but we lack the understanding, hence we have platforms like this gore a re bueng gore re kgone go tlhaloganya. The Bible says in Proverbs 11 we are delivered through knowledge. So knowledge is for our delivery. You can just be delivered through utterances, through utterances, through just getting knowledge. So this is the reason why we are here.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and I'm glad ukuthi inyanga yonke nje uzobe ola. Okay, asithathe I break kancane lana and then uma sibuya ke sizo unpacka. Yeah, lingasuka iphondo lakho.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Inspiring lives with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Pulapula I Radio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweliliswe eliminyango. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo singumhlobo wakho emihla nemihla singumngani yo daily companion ngikanye ke no apostle Pinky Mosome sibuka la the cost of the anointing kanjoba ishilo ke ukuthi unencwadi la ayibhalile so the title of the book ke cost of the anointing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, mhlambe mse sifika ekugcineni uzositshela ukuthi ke mhlambe singayithola kanjani and all that. Yes. Apostle, before maybe uzoyi unpacka kabanzi le ndaba, ngicela ukuthi mhlambe siqale ngokuchaza ukuthi leli gama anointing lisho ukuthini.
I'm going to try by all means gore ke simplify.
Yeah.
Gore ha re bua ka anointing. Re bua ka eng? Re bua ka tlotso. Re bua ka wabona how ya go the house of God, how ya kereke.
Yeah.
The book of James chapter 5, the Bible says, Baba lwalang, baye ko baruting.
Mm-hmm.
The elders of the church, batla ba bia matsogo, ba ba anointed ka oil. O bona ha ba go anointa ka oil gore ba etsang, ba tsa oil ba go rapa ka yone, ba go tshela ka yone. So it's a substance e modimo a e berekisang. Remember, this thing isimola ka gift. Jeremiah, I knew you before.
Mm.
I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you before. This is God to Jeremiah. A re ke go itsitse Ole mo porofeta. I knew you before, and I anointed you.
Mm.
One, I knew you. I knew you, and I anointed you, and I ordained you a prophet to all nations.
Yeah.
So how to share this thing? How I knew you. Ubuaka the gift that was in Jeremiah, because Jeremiah wouldn't have been created if no Hosena Lebaka. So Mujimu ukreita Lebaka Pil, ukreita gift. So the gift was there, a prophetic gift to the nations was there.
Yeah.
Then Mujima Barhuata Hamoto, Otla Kerang, this gift.
Yeah.
Aba creator Jeremiah, the spirit man, the spirit part. Then Abare Meche, Hore gifti in the excellent, in the empowered. E bereke the way ke batlang ka teng ke tshwantse ke anointe and then Modimo aba e anointa ha fetse go e anointa aba etsa aba e aba mo ordina, you know. So the anointing is when God takes substance ya gagwe ya le godimo a go seta apart, a go kgaoganya letsa lefatshe, because you cannot carry that gift that is anointed in any situation. O kopane le dilo tse ding o go seta apart, wa go consecrate, wa go kgaoganya. So anointing ke ga atla ba go tlotsa, ke tlotso e tlang mo dimo ga gago, ba re ga etle mo dimo ga gago e seng mo nameng or mo e tla mo gifting.
Okay. E
shebile gift ele e o tsetsweng ka yone, because all of us re tsalwa re le soro re kwetse letsogola, right? Le na le something letsogole, re tsalwa ka something ba botlhe, mari gore so se se bereke se tlo tlhoka anointing and ordination ya Modimo. Mari anointing e o ga e kopane le eng kapa eng tsa lefatshe. So itlo go ke ha go anoint ke gore wa go kgaoganya, wa go farologanya. You are going to be set apart. You are not going to be the same. Ha u lo etsa dilo tse age group ya gago e dirang, ga u lo enjoya dilo tse age group ya gago e di enjoya, ga u lo kreiwa ko di plekeng tse dingwe tse leng gore batho ba bang ba ka kreiwa ko te. You are a battle ex. Ha u itse se lepe ka montlong gore se nna kae, o ka se krise lepe mo fridging, o ka se krise lepe ko koma koko cutlering, because se lepa se berekisiwe ke mang kapa mang ka montlung. So asa tshwana go bonwa ke mang kapa mang, asa tshwana go nna at anybody's disposal. So gona le separation between the plate le selepe ka montlung, because selepe se dangerous. So gona le ko se beiwang ko teng, because se na le function ya teng e leng gore e specialized wa e bona. So ke ga Modimo a go tlotsa, mari a sa go tlotse as you as the human being, a tlotsa the gift in you that is meant to be expressed through your work. How to berekela Modimo. So ke tlotso that thing.
Okay.
Amen.
So maybe omong akabotsa gore tlotso e ke ya for everyone or gona le certain people ba ileng gore Modimo wa batlotsa na.
Kere all of us, we are born.
Yes.
And then ba botlhe re tsetswe because there's a reason.
Yeah.
Modimo o bone, he saw it fit. There was a purpose.
Yeah.
That was just sitting there. E le gore e ka seke Modimo o re, I've created everything for the purpose of worship. So everything says created to worship Modimo. So even all the purposes tedi created di created to worship Modimo. So purpose ga ile fela e sa tsengwa mo mothong e useless. So gore gore motho o molomo ha a tsalwa o tsetse because there was a purpose, there was a reason Modimo a editse gore o tle, because ono o tshwantse o tle o tlo fulfilla o tlo etsa mosebetsi o mong o ileng gore ga o isiwe etse o ikokae.
So ba botlhe because ba botlhe re tsetse ka purpose re tsetse ka gift ba botlhe re na le anointing e re tlhokang. We are all and we are at the disposal of this anointing and then the anointing go refela ga ditshwane the different but we are all subjected to the anointing of God. We are all subject because we are carrying the gift of God and we are carrying the part of God.
You know why I'm asking this question? It's because khona le batho bang how ka motho re purpose ya how ke eng o tla go tsore hey nna a kitse a ke sho you know and then ba bang ba tla go botsa hore purpose ya how ke ntho yetsang o irata you know and o yetsa without any struggle you know so maybe henka botsisa wena what is purpose exactly or moto aka itse yang go purpose ya haike eng yes
this is a very interesting question because ya no go kwala di exam bana are just about to get into university and then university is a child who's trying to chase his or her purpose and the child o mongwe wa ikitse gore o batla go etsang because this purpose e mo yene ha khone go explain a go convince batswadi but why it re man this is me and motswadi wa argue because ko motswadi ga yetse sense and perhaps motswadi ene o na le di reasons tsa gagetsa gore ngwana gagwe e be lawyera ga nte ngwana ke musician and motswadi o feela gore yana music he what khanti it's not about the story tseo and wena o batla ngwana a nne lawyera just because o maybe wa computer or computer le di siblings tsa ga gore bana ba bone ke di doctor ke di lawyer now you want to achieve your dreams through the child o lebetse or this child is carrying the purpose e leng gore e tlo molwantsa for as long as I say fulfill this thing e tlo molwantsa so ka psychology when we do assessment ya ngwana at the age of 6 ke re ko wena go to back ha ngwana ali 6 or wena ga nona le 6 o botse mama gore no rata go etsang that's where you become spontaneous about the purpose in you
okay
ga bona ngwana ntse dlala ka di stethoscopes o itse gore ke doctor
okay
ga bona ngwana ntse dlala ka di ing wa bona ha ngwana ali 6 it's just rona maybe gore ha re observant mari it happens in every family
yeah
ga ngwana ali 5 ke gopola gona le worship team ba nthusang wherever I go now this is a very powerful worshipper she's now in spirit of praise so there was this particular day ke re kwa yena you know I was praying for you and the Lord showed me something that has never been discussed in your family Mudimo was showing me gore she's an attorney she's supposed as much as she's a worshipper she's a musician but she also is called as an attorney because an attorney it can specialize as a lawyer ya di musician so it's up to you to understand that it doesn't really take you from music just because we're not rata music so ke re ko ene the Lord said to me you must go and ask your mom because she's the only one who knows about what I'm talking about you were very very young and she had this dream and she was told many times about you being an attorney and because onata ba khurutlo express ayam because you are a family of worshipers of singers o thabile go ibua she never spoke about it and she went to the mother and the mother almost died I have never spoken about this it's so true wabo and then ke ge I confirm ge gore ibile le gano gola no tlholoetsa so ntse re buella batho ha nona le 5 years ona le 6 years so she role played it she actually expressed it mo behavior nya gagwe but the mother had to suppress it because of what was dominating within the family environment so o khona go e bona
yes
o khona go you know my son is an A student ke musician nenga ne kare inne doctor mari I also know gore o tshaba madi ha ka bona fela motho a bleeder a kalla so imagine motho o yalo o bore inne doctor just because bana ba banki di doctor o frustrate ngwana you know a gona calling a useless a gona purpose a useless because in everything that God has created for us aba setsenya corona o na le a bigger picture
yeah
we just need to understand and re gopole gore ha no le 6 You just have to think about it. You just have to pray consciously about it. Mm-hmm. You just have to ask God for the awareness, because it's there, it's dormant, it's in you. And it's unfortunate that it's going to fight you. Ili this thing that is in you, fighting you. I think in Revelation 10, John the Revelator, waibua, I saw the scroll, and the angel of the Lord said, eat the scroll. I swallowed the scroll. That is when you swallow this purpose, then you will know there's something in me that has to work. And every time I leave it in my stomach, it's not a problem. So mala, I cannot diarrhea, I cannot anything in your life, any type of a problem, because you have this thing, it's not meant to be in you. Because remember, everything is created for the glory of God.
Yes.
This thing is created to serve God. And it's only when I allow the scroll to go to my mouth that it becomes sweet. It becomes sweet only in my mouth. So when you start to minister, when you start to talk about it, when you start to use it in the platforms of God, because it's not for you. Somebody must hear you when you are using this thing.
Yeah.
So because this thing is full of healing, this thing is full of deliverance, this thing, it can be a professional lawyer. It can be a medical doctor. It can be a psychiatrist. It can be a musician. It can be anything. But it's something that is going to be expressed through your flesh. That's why you are set apart.
Yeah.
For your lifestyle, your flesh, you gonna go carry this thing. So that this thing can be expressed in a holy way. So that you gonna go go fulfill the purpose. So motho o gona go itse ga ile gore a ka batla go itse like serious. Because if you can't know by yourself, there are people around you.
Yeah.
There are prophets. There are people that you can ask.
Yes.
You know, like I'm explaining to you now. I'm not talking about prophetic. I'm talking about therapy room.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we do it, Rona.
Mm-hmm.
So, gona le di platform.
Yeah.
So, motho a ka gona go find out if o batla go itse.
Yeah.
And we have to know. Because if you don't know, you are going to experience problems in this life.
As you're saying, hore buka e oikwetseng, it's all about you. Le the cost ya anointing ke na hanore bua ka ya gago anointing ne specifically mo bukeng. So wena as Apostle Pinky, ya how purpose we tsebile yang
yo. Yeah, lena ke tutse mabota bahle. You know what I'm talking about happened to me. That's why ke what we are doing is testimonial evangelism. You evangelize through your own testimony. This is the season where people of God can only make sense through practical ministration, practical preaching, practical message. Ba khone go understand ba go bona. So nna it started ka profession, this thing.
Okay.
You know, when I was doing grade, and I kiloko high school, I was an introvert. I was very, very quiet. So I had friends, I think about four of them, really five, if they were very, very loud. So bona ka ofela ne ba batla go nna dinese. So ne ke tsaitsuri ke batla go nna. But there was this still voice in me. I'm still a child. Mara gona le this thing in social work. And ko magaeng a gona social workers. Gona le maybe one in the whole village. Wa utlwaela ka this thing, but you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
But I just fell in love with the name social work. Only to find that it's me and I didn't know.
Wow.
So it just resonated with my spirit. O ka re ga gote motho, ha motho ka re social work, o ka re bua ka nna, like I don't know how to explain that, you know. But to cut the long story short, ebe ke la tlhasa ete because ba too loud, ba nconvinsa gore ke etse nursing because ba tlo etsa nursing. And then ha re passa matric, I was the only one who passed. Bone ka ofela ba setse ko matric, and then that was when I was set apart, and I didn't know because I had to. Mudimu had to create a way for me to escape the pressure and the influence, because then I was going to study a wrong thing. Marebeke apply for nursing.
to all the colleges with such beautiful results. My applications will get lost. I never got any positive feedback from nursing until after 3 years of trying. That still voice came back. Then I can go to university and I did social work. And I didn't even have money. Mm. You'll read about it in the book. But because I keep working with young people with educational institutions, I also talk about that as a testimony. Mm. In this age, high school, high low developer, the purpose in her or in him because there's no money.
Yes.
There are advantages today, you know.
Mm.
So fast forward, I did that. And funny enough, I fell in love with criminology. I even passed it cum laude.
Mm.
And I wanted to major subjects, Ronaldi minor subjects.
Okay.
So Nekibata is a major subject, it's a psychology, sociology, and other things, anthropology. Marike end up like a criminology. I hated it, but I found myself in the class.
Yeah.
You see, God just aligned me like that. Kante on aligna on the forensic side.
Okay.
For later in my years, ke kopanele prison ministry.
Oh.
And as I was doing private practice, yeah, social work, get a business, I could make 20,000 a day.
Wow.
So my business that's really fell ya kotase, and I started losing things like that. As a child of God, I had to go to God and inquire. And I met a prophet of God in a church. I was led to a prophetic church where I was told, with all these things that you are professional package, your psychology and sociology and whatever, you have to take it as it is and go inside prison and use it on prisoners and help them for free. That's how it started in 2011.
Wow.
I was led when I was down and out. I was at the end of myself.
Mm.
The pain that I was going through, I had lost everything.
Mm.
I remember I was on property business. I lost 5 houses. I lost cars.
Mm.
I lost there's no tear. I don't know.
Mm.
I lost my child. I lost my spouse. I lost everything. So, you know, when you find yourself in that, the deepest pain of this life, you say, God, whatever.
Yeah.
But now. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Whatever. I never imagined myself in a prison.
Mm.
Never. Not even in a dream. But when I was told that day, the following day, I went to Krugersdorp prison and I submitted my material and I was quality assured.
Wow.
Since that day until today. That's when I knew peace in my life. But that doesn't mean the challenges they are failure. But the awareness that was created, it gives you peace. It gives you grace to carry this pain. That grace. So I didn't know. But I became aware. But I was made aware kankani when I was going through pain. When I was going through the most.
Mm.
When I was going through the most. I know miscarriage. I know everything.
Every pain
is in my book. So if somebody out there is going through something, maybe you are going through something similar to what I went through, or maybe something that is worse. But let's encourage each other. That's why we have to write about these things. But it was all because of the anointing. After I was aligned,
Sure.
Now you can do all other things, but as long as you know the backbone of your life.
Mm.
Otherwise, your life, the whole profession, marriage, everything will be on a wheelchair because you don't know your spinal cord.
So it means this anointing, Hano, Haitli Fela, cost of anointing.
Mm.
So highly free. Honale some challenges. And what I've realized, Apostle, ke hore, you know, us as Bazalwani, kintoeleng hore we desire for it.
Yo!
This anointing. But now, problem karke this process. This process. Bona o fitile ko kae. You know, I think it nearly a process. And then uNkulunkulu bega prepare. Like now, I think how we go a prison ministry, there's a lot.
I've written about that as well.
Yeah.
Yo, it can only be God. You know how Realo Bahle, you are talking about the three P's that I always talk about. I'm going to mention the three P's and go back to the author of the anointing. I don't want us to start with this topic before we go to the owner.
Yes.
The very anointed Jesus Christ. Read to kayene. Because this all these things take it statile kayene.
Yeah.
Maybe we are not even aware. This statile kayene. And we have to look up to him.
Yeah.
So the three P's is Jesus knew. There's a progress which is called the cross, which is called salvation. That was the end product. That is where he was going. I'm in the problem. I'm in the problem. I have to go through the process. You are in the problem. Because you have to go through the process for you to get to the progress.
I think a story such Joseph.
Hey, yes. Little David. All of them. Abraham, Moses.
Yeah, yeah.
Mention them. All of them. No one escaped that. So for you to get to the progress, to the end product, you need the process. But you start from the problem. Now, that's why, Riri, if you feel you have any problems, you must know it's time for you to start. There's something that should start. You need to start this process because there's a progress. There's a victory. There's a prize that is waiting for you. So Jesus knew. The Bible says, our anchor scripture. I'm a woman of the verse. So our anchor scripture is Isaiah 61. From verse 1 to 4. This is when Jesus was finished with the fasting, the 40 days, the desert, and then already anuhusimula ministry.
Yeah.
Then before he could go and start to even recruit the first disciple to start the work, listen to what he's saying. Are the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Hey.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Every time when Jesus speaks, guys, we need to ask ourselves a question. Which side of Jesus is speaking? Because he was 100% God and 100% man.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord cannot come upon the Lord. Jesus the Lord doesn't need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Jesus the flesh, 100% man. Who knew about the physical cross that was waiting for him? Who knew about the physical Israel that was going to be obstinate, rebellious? He knew about Bo Peter. He knew about Bo Judas. He knew gore o tlo dila le bone as Jesus the flesh.
Yeah.
Jesus 100% man. He knew about the Samaritan woman, and he even knew gore ke stoko. He needed the anointing to prepare the flesh side. So John Paul have that testimony. Go Acts 10:38. And God anointed Jesus of what? Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. Holy Spirit and power. Jesus of where? Not Jesus of heaven. Not Jesus of God. Jesus of Nazareth. Because guys, we are born into things. You need to be anointed and be separated from the things of Nazareth.
Yeah.
There's a Nazareth in you that cannot help you much how you care for you to carry on the anointing. You cannot carry the cross with the things of Nazareth. He had to be anointed for the things of Nazareth to be separated from him. So he knew, Jorge, before the power. Ronare batlang bahle today. We want God to anoint. Akere we have the gift.
Yes.
So it's up to us. The gift you are not ebatlang. Manifestation and expression. So re batla go starta ka power before the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Re starta ka power. That's why we have men of God today who started ka power.
Yeah.
They manifest tested ka power before the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will give you character. The Holy Spirit will help you to be set apart. But when you start ka power, or start ka power, ilo kore, the anointing now, it's a very dangerous thing. The anointing doesn't come upon you to change you.
Mm.
The most dangerous part, kore, the anointing come upon you to anoint everything that you are carrying, both good and bad.
Mm.
So anointing is empowerment and make excellent. So if you are carrying the spirit of lust, Sakon Nazareth, and you know about it, and you are not submitting it to the Holy Spirit to deal with it before the manifestation of power, and you are submitting that to the anointing of power, the devil is going to wait for you to start to happen in power. When you are there, then you fall, because you did not start at the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God is dangerous. When it comes upon you, it anoints even your weaknesses. If you are a gossiper, you become an anointed gossiper in the house
goodness.
Of God. If you are in adultery, if you are sitting right, you become anointed in that.
Oh, God. Sure.
That's the danger of anointing. That's why the Holy Spirit, Mudimu Urile, He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit, Pele, Holy Spirit and power. Holy Spirit and power. Because he knows the danger.
Mm.
You will be powerful in what? In what you are carrying. The question is, what is it that you are carrying? And you are laying hands on the people. And the weakness in you is anointed.
Yeah.
And you are imparting it from your position of authority. Because when you are singing there as a worship team leader, we become vulnerable to you.
Mm.
And you are carrying this. You just woke up from a wrong bed.
Mm.
And that which you have carried from your Nazareth wrong bed is anointed. When you enter the house of God, when you enter that pulpit, by virtue of you serving under that man of God, you are anointed by association. So what is anointed in you is what you are carrying from your Nazareth into the stage. And the people of God become vulnerable to that.
Yo, ngicela sibambe kancane lapho. Kune question lana and kune comment. Okay, ithi ngiqale ngalawa engiwabona la ku YouTube. Mary Becker Mwate, uthi powerful teaching. And then Guno Owen Morocco, Mary Becker Mwate at a powerful teaching. And then Owen Morage, okay, Owen Rock, uti the power of anointing. Haribua Muruti Iriki Balene, and then Mesibuya Nje Uvele Uipendule, uti we see a lot of local churches leaving their local church members poorer. Because of monies are often being collected to reward the anointed prayer done by the guest who claimed to be so anointed. So the question with him, should it also been backed random cash collected as a reward to them? I don't know. Do you understand the question? Mm-hmm. Yeah, na mangi understand. Angaz Ntate Mangole, how ka bua hape ka the question which is understand kahle. Yeah. Okay, Mam Dorothy, wow, we hear you, Mama.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 6:57 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Osis mo osmirana khari uthi kena lelona uthi ke ulalele this powerful conversation. Yebo, indeed, what a powerful conversation. Engikufundile today ukuthi this anointing ayizi free. I know ukuthi singabazalwane we desire le anointing, but bazalwane kumele ube prepared ukuthi kukhona izinto ozondlula kuzo. And again, what I've learned from you, Apostle, ukuthi idinga I obedience, itloka purity, itloka ling perseverance. Ngobani? Ngoba you cannot have resurrection power without going through the cross. You cannot.
You can't.
Yes.
You can't.
Nango ke oh wait, I gave bala gape this this comment, ne? I think ubaba la ngoba ukhulume indaba yemali ngithi ukuthi ikho izothathwa. I mean, ku reward this man ukuthi ke he's anointed and then uze as a guest mhlambe uzo utliste the prayer and all that. So I think the question ukuthi is it a right thing na to reward this person or this guest gore utlile o tlo rapella batho, and then are this an anointed man gore a rewardiwe ka chelete na.
I'm going to take it back to the scripture.
Yeah,
I'm going to take it back to the scripture gore the one who's anointed and the one who's inviting the anointed, obviously, or let me not use the word obviously, when you are the set man of the church and inviting someone, I'm sure you will invite someone who's attractive and who's attracted to what you are carrying. So now we are going back to scripture.
Yeah.
And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. So you are saying it right now, Bahlekgore, we need the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to manifest in us. And the, how kashaba the gift of the Spirit and the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians, khonale self-control, khonale long-suffering. You're talking about the cross. Khonale all those fruits, they have to develop in you as a man of God. Who is carrying, or who is going to, who is preparing to carry the anointing? And khona mo, how setse ule yalo? Then khona, it's easy for the fear of God to manifest. And when the fear of God manifests, you will know what to do when you minister to the children of God.
Yeah,
I don't know anywhere where the anointing of God can be sold. I know khore the servants of God can be blessed.
Yeah.
And it's a thin line between this and that.
Yes.
It just needs people to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, and to be really aligned with God and fear God enough to do the right things in their ministries. But we are not going to be able to say ministry one and two is doing right or wrong. But we can just give the principles and people can make their own decisions to know from the scripture. Hence, I am sitting on the scripture. The entire month.
Yes.
Because you know what? You know, knowledge is power. We get delivered through knowledge. You know, when you know that you know that you know that you know. Okasi I get to kibat. And okasi confuse you kibat. And okasi frustrate you kibat.
Yes.
But when you don't know, you become gullible.
Yes.
And
okay.
You don't know what is wrong and what is right.
Yo, it's katse tumfundisi.
Jesus.
Okay, but it's in screen. Kekho screen grab or screenshot.
Yeah,
because kuna ma question ambalo, and then kuna ma voice note nana, but ithi ngifile ngale masenya. Amen sis bahle, no mam umpostol, ngilalele siyabonga inamandla woman of God from mam Gubane. Ntate Mangole, kibona o rumetse voice note, please resend it next week. Buthokozani, nawe ngiyabona uthumele i voice note, please resend it next week because isikhathi sethu sisiphelele, isikhathi saka Pastor Reykeles. Kwamanje so lana ngizo screenshota and then yeah beseke because kune question, what's the difference between purpose and goal apostle? Goal apostle, okay. Omunye uthi, wow, this is so deep, we need to hear more, and may God bless, we are educated. Thank you so much. Murito thola hala yang house yo mo
076 it's a WhatsApp number, 076-495-3335.
Okay, ngicela uphinde
076-495-3335. I'm also on Facebook, and even our ministry as well is an organization called Naham Wellness Consultancy, like Naham.
Okay.
NACHAM. So people can just drop me a message. Please, let's avoid calling because I'm always on sessions.
Amen. Ntate Paseka, lwena ke kopa o resende this voice note next week re tlotswela pele.
Amen.
O Pastor Ile Godi o zohlala nawe go zokuyoshaya o 7 o'clock. Thank you so much ukuthi ube ngumngani, uphinde ube ngumsisi. God bless you.
God bless you.
Ube futhi ne viki elihle, iviki elibusekile.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.